Save big money and build the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining and more time enjoying your deck with UltraDeck Low Maintenance Composite Decking from Menards. It's easy to install, built to last, and you can get a free estimate fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The HBO original series The Last of Us is back for a new season, and so is the official The Last of Us podcast. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. Join host Troy Baker, who voiced Joel in the video game, and showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann as they unpack each episode after it airs. Listen to HBO's The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts and stream HBO's The Last of Us on Max.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So we're starting music a little bit earlier to give us some light relief from all the things we've been discussing on the programme earlier. Dee Reddy is with us as ever, but I'm going to ask you, John Cadell, to explain a little bit of what we're doing today when we're all three of us are going to start nominating some of our favourite songs of the 21st century to date.
Thanks, Matt. The listeners will know that over the last few days we've been promoting the fact that throughout the Easter weekend, Today FM will be playing the 500 greatest songs of the 21st century. We're calling it Today FM's Big 500 Countdown, 25 years of the music you love. Now we're asking the listeners to vote for their favourite songs from the last 25 years, which you can do at todayfm.com. So you can put in some of your own choice. We've also given you some sort of tips of songs that you may want to include. So go and do it. You have until Sunday night, and everybody who votes will all be counted, and we'll do the countdown over Easter weekend.
Okay, well, we're going to make some suggestions that people can accept or reject, might prompt them to vote the way that John is suggesting, or Dee is suggesting, or I am. So let's go, John, with your first choice, please. What is it?
This is an easy one. This is the greatest song of the 21st century. It's It is the perfect pop single. Absolutely. There's nothing about this that I would take away. Nothing that I would add. It's just the greatest pop. It is a perfect pop song. It's Girls Aloud. McCartney bass line on it. There's about four different melodies going on. The chorus is, you just whistle that all day long.
Chorus is the best part of it.
Well,
it's the good part of it.
I don't know if it's the best part because there is no bad part of that song.
I don't know if that'll get you to the top 100, John.
You think not? Well, see, if people put some thought into it, they'll go, yes, that is one of the greatest singles of the 21st century. Like, what's better than it?
Okay, we have a listener. I agree with John's choice there. Girls Aloud is the best.
Now, there you are.
There you go now.
Must be true. Must be true.
Says, Tilted by Christine and the Queens. Got to be in the list. What's your first one, Dee?
The first one on my list. So I had put down either Losing My Edge or All My Friends by LCD Sound System.
Now commit, Deirdre.
Well, I'm not actually, I'm not sure which one Matt has the clip for.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which
one. Well, look, isn't
it? But we better hear it.
Let's hear it.
From LCD Sound System.
Can't be hedging your bets.
Ah, there it is. That's their 2007 single from the album Sound of Silver by All My Friends. Absolutely classic one. I did find, the reason I put in Losing My Edge as another option was because I found myself when I was doing this thinking of what are the absolute, like, guaranteed to fill the dance floor songs that I could think of if I was DJing a wedding, and that is one that always fills the floor, but best held to the last song.
Listener comments are flying in already. If that's John's first pick, bring back the Tariff News. Another one says The Promise isn't even the best Girls Aloud song of the 21st century.
Well, see,
let alone,
like,
the best.
There's no
Biology
point.
Or The Sound of the Underground.
Both,
surely
incredible songs, but don't be giving out to me. Go and vote todayfm.com and let's see where yours end up on the list.
Okay, another one says Mr. Brightside whips both of those by the Killers. We have Hosea, Take Me to Church has to be in the top five. Is this it? When the Strokes, No Song comes close in terms of impact in this century. Okay, I'm going to give you my first choice.
Go for it.
Arctic Monkeys, Do I Want to Know. Even my sound engineer is giving out to me that I'd four better Arctic Monkeys albums to pick from, but I love AM and I love that track.
Well, nothing. See,
hopefully Stephen's going to vote now.
Nothing from the last two incredibly poor efforts, no?
Well, I could have picked a lot of other Arctic Monkeys tracks.
Not from those last two albums.
What's your next one, John?
I've gone for something of a classic, certainly in my ears. The second single from the album, All That You Can't Leave Behind from 2000, I heard the song and instantly fell in love with it. I knew we were going to do these top fives, The Promise and this song just literally came to my head in a flash. It's U2 and Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of. Michael Hutchins.
Oh, wow.
Yes, written about Michael Hutchins.
I was wondering if it made Matt think of discussing tariffs.
No. Is that the last really good U2 song?
No, it's not the last really good U2 song. The last incredible U2 song is Moment of Surrender from 2009.
Why didn't you pick that then?
I nearly did, but...
Okay.
Yeah, go and listen to it.
Steve, what's your next pick?
My next one is from Amy Winehouse, so Back to Black, which was released in 2007. It's the third single from her second and final studio album. And in the amazing documentary that was made about her life, there is a brilliant piece where it shows herself and Mark Ronson writing the song together and her performing it a cappella. And for me, it's just the ultimate Amy Winehouse song and one of the best songs of that decade for sure.
That's Amy Winehouse. John, okay, I've been saying the 21st century, and people are saying on that basis U2 is disqualified because the 21st century started in 2001. But you're saying it's the last 25 years, is it, rather than the 21st century?
Any year that starts with a 2 is included.
That's Jesuitical now.
Yeah.
You know, I sent in a top five, and I knew that Orla, who produces the music section, would reject some of my choices. So I sent in a second top five in case we got it this week. And she's basically just dumped some of three songs out of my top five.
Yeah, why?
Because they're dreadful.
They're not dreadful. It's just that they're probably not poppy enough. So my number five has gone up to my number two, shall we say, right?
But are you going to stand behind these songs? Are you going to try and...
I am. I'm going to tell you what all the others. You've got wild cards coming up later. I'm going to throw mine in as well, my real thoughts were.
Come on.
This is still a very good one, this song. And I picked this because I was at the gig with some of my kids in the Three Arena and loved it. So I've gone for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis from Downtown.
Oh. 1988, Mariah Carey here. Very rare. Mom jeans on a derriere. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a player.
Downtown.
It's almost as though you're apologising for picking that, Matt, because it's not highbrow enough.
You're going to kill me for this.
I love that song. I was in my top 10. Yeah. What I'm saying is that I had other songs that I prefer, which were jettisoned.
So what you're saying to the listeners is this is a grand song, but I wouldn't have put it in my top five.
That's not what my number five is.
There you go.
But it's been made me by my number two. No?
Well, have the courage, your convictions, and stand behind these songs.
There's a particular song in Hamilton the musical that I'm now wondering did that track inspire it?
That's a good point.
Like I can really hear it there.
Okay, what's your number three song, John?
Well, when this came out, I remember musos of many colours being particularly annoyed and snotty about it. Because for some reason, and
but
I still...
You'd never be annoyed and snotty.
No, but for some reason, and I still don't know why, people were comparing this to David Bowie, that it sounded like David Bowie. Now, it doesn't. What it does, though, is it swoops and it's cinematic, and even in the video, the little lad is, like, flying around in the air. But it's the song that launched Harry Styles as a solo artist, and he literally, in one fell swoop, no pun intended... He did a George Michael. This is Sign of the Times.
It's classic.
It was like too accomplished.
It's absolutely fantastic. There's some movie actually that I saw that the main character gets stuck in a loop where time restarts every time he hears that song. That's how kind of monumental the song is.
Okay, there's a listener who's just sent in a great one because you mentioned Bowie, and here's one that actually is a magnificent 21st century track. Oh. Where Are We Now?
Yes.
That is
great.
A magnificent.
Yeah.
Selection, which I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, I'm already putting that in. And I Can't Give Everything Away. It was another one from the follow-up album, another incredible song from Blackstar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't tell me things like that. It'll make me doubt my list, which I couldn't possibly.
Wouldn't be.
Listener says, Sign of the Times. There you have it. John completes his trifecta of the three worst songs of the 21st century.
That is a superb song.
Well, go and vote and tell us what yours are.
Steve, what's your next pick, your third pick, please?
Well, this, funny enough, this was actually an either or for me, but then I saw that John had Harry Styles, so I went with my girl Miley with Flowers from 2023. Unbelievable smash hit success. 2.7 billion streams. Best selling single of that year.
A great story
and
behind it.
The bloody best breakup song you ever did hear. And the fact that she rented the house that rap bastard used to actually cheat on her in to shoot the music video and wear his wedding suit. Go on, Miley. And it's an absolutely cracking song.
It is.
I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry, but then remembered
just reading my notes here, and the description is, its lyrics express an ex-lover's acceptance of being independent after no longer feeling the need to rely on someone else. Slightly more clean than my description.
Okay, a listener says, there's only one sign of the times, it's Prince's. It drives me mad that Harry Styles released an inferior song and called it the same.
Prince's.
Sign of the times.
Yes.
Don't be so pedantic.
I shall be able to do that, yeah. to be fair.
Okay, I'm going to change the pace a little bit with my next choice, which is Elbow, One Day Like This.
That's everybody's song now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That still holds up 17 years
as well.
Yeah, it just belongs to everyone now, that song.
John Cadell, your fourth pick, please.
Yeah, so this song still sounds like nothing else. I don't know how you would even begin to write a song like this. It's from an artist who we've covered a fair bit on the Last Word Music slot. It's Beyoncé, but it's from 2008 and it's Single Ladies. It goes from like bouncy feel-good pop into lots of bleeps and then minor chords and then back to the chorus, which is a sort of like a call to arms. So here it is, Single Ladies, Beyoncé. It's mental when you think about it, isn't it? That song, how it's arranged, how it's produced.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's absolutely insane the way it's put together. Like, it's as though somebody just threw loads of stuff into the recording studio and pressed record. And it just works.
What's your fourth choice?
Mine is, well...
I like your fourth choice. Go
yeah, on. So it is from the French kind of house duo, Daft Punk. They kind of become quite popular in the house scene in the late 90s. And it was kind of really with their second studio album, Discovery, that they hit the big time. barely by the skin of its teeth in 2001. Loads to choose from. This that I've chosen was the fourth single from that album, if you can believe it. But what I really love about it is it's built around this keyboard riff that's sampled from a not particularly well-known 1979 track called Cola Bottle Baby by a funk musician called Edwin Birdsong. And he was asked about it, like he asked them years later how they found the track, and they said they just found it at the bottom of Greater Records. And he has literally made so much money off it. It is harder, better, faster, stronger. Mean the fourth single from your album. Brilliant. Take the afternoon off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listener, oh, this is harsh. Will you let us know when you're starting the top 500 song section?
Oh, that's gas.
Oh,
okay. Todayfm.com, go and vote.
Okay, here's one that has been moved into my fourth position by Orla.
God, Matt, you know...
Stop it, John. Stop it, okay? I do like the album that it came from. Loved the album at the time and still like some of the tracks off it.
Your passion is radiating into the microphone.
Florence and the Machine, You Got the Love.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Florence and the Machine.
Love
I like
it.
That. What's your fifth pick, John?
This was the comeback single for a band who we didn't really... Like, when they broke up, nobody really missed them. And then when they came back, everyone was like, we actually really missed them. It was 2006. It's a song, the greatest song A-ha never wrote. And it's Take That With Patience.
Just talk.
Amazing. It's just absolutely, like you talk cinematic, it's just incredible.
I like that. I've said that is a great song.
Great song.
Not so sure about your next one, Dave.
Really?
No.
I heard you slagging it on the way in.
Yeah.
2003. It is the fifth album from Outkast, Speakerbox/The Love Below. It was a smash hit success. It is actually ranked by Rolling Stone in the list of the top 500 songs of all time, not just the last 25 years. And they compared Andre 3000's vocals to those of an indie rock Little Richard when it came out. And to be fair, going back to my thing of thinking about what songs I would play at weddings that go down as an absolute storm, this has got to be one of them.
You think you've got it, fool, you think you've got it, but got it, just don't get it, till there's nothing at all. We get together, fool, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say is nothing is forever.
Why do people not like that song?
I think I just heard it so often, I just got fed up with it.
Okay.
I think it's one that I could find very hard to get fed up with.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I am wondering if us millennials do love a song with a hand gesture, because between that and Single Ladies...
Yeah, true.
Yeah. True. You'd want to watch your wrists.
Yeah.
Okay, my fifth choice is... I had so many songs that I could have nominated by this band. I love the likes of Gold on the Ceiling and Lonely Boy and Lots Howling for You. But I actually went for last year because it's a song that puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. It just is joyous.
Did you want to play it a bit more then?
Well, I'm usually smiling when you're not around, John. The Black Keys, Beautiful People, Stay High.
Class.
It is a crack.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Okay. Could you not be happy with that being included?
Well, I would have had that as my number one, actually, but I was not ranked. There you go. You've a wild card choice. We have a few minutes left, John.
Yeah, I would hope this would make the list. I don't think it will, but it should. People who aren't fans of the band will probably know it, though, from the movie Vanilla Sky, and also it was used for the promos of that Jackal TV series. It's from... Radiohead's best album, Kid A, and it's the opening track, Everything in Its Right Place. I don't think it'll make the list, but if it does, I'll do a big jig.
We actually don't have the clip, as it happens. We don't have the clip either of your wild card, D, which is?
It was Beyonce and Jay-Z's Crazy in Love, another one that features a great sample from the that one being from the Chi-Lites, I Will Never Be Your Woman. And that's where that amazing opening to it, the brass kind of bombastic thing. And what a way to announce your solo career.
Yeah. Can I tell you the tracks that Orla made me drop?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Gorillaz and Stylo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tune. Yeah, fantastic.
I think it's a banger and brilliant. Saw them play it live. Absolutely terrific. Probably a little less known, but probably not well known. Manchester Orchestra, which is a band I love. Keel Timing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had to have a Rush track in there.
Obviously.
Why did you have to?
Because they're my favourite band and they did brilliant albums in the 21st century, like Vapor Trails. I was thinking of Far Cry. I went from the last album, Seven Cities of Gold, but most people wouldn't know that, but I have a Rush track there. I also had Intro by the XX.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a beautiful bit of music.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely haunting and drags you into the album wonderfully.
You have to stare at your feet while you listen to them.
And then I was torn on a couple of Stephen Wilson tracks, but I went for Personal Shopper.
Okay.
Which is a real sort of throwback to synth music from the 80s, but is an original 2021 track.
So you have six wild cards as well.
Yeah, I have, exactly, yeah. Well, why not? I'm the presenter, John. Okay. Overall, the choices are good, says one listener. Yes, thank you. Not everybody is saying that, okay?
But it's not. It's just like what we think. So go and vote.
Yeah.
And actually, the more people that vote, the better the list will be.
Where do you vote, John? You're the expert in this. This is your baby.
Just go to todayfm.com. It's there on the front page. Click in and have your say.
Okay, thank you very much. John Cadell, D Ready.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Save big money and build the deck of your dreams. Now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining and more time enjoying your deck with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install, built to last, and you can get a free estimate fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.